Good morning, Delaware. I hope you're having a glorious 4th of July weekend. It's July 3rd if you're listening to us live, or the 5th if you're listening to us on the Sunday replay. And right there in the middle is our nation's birthday. So a big happy birthday to the U.S. of A.
Woo-hoo!
I'm sorry that we are not going to have the Central Ohio Symphony playing at the OWU campus this year, but... you know, we want to have a country next year, too, so we sort of have to do this. So good morning, Nicole. How you doing?
Good morning, George. I'm doing well. I haven't melted yet.
That's very good. That's very good. Yes.
It's been hot this week.
It sure has. Gosh, it's like this is just Ohio weather, though. You go directly from, like, cold, wet spring right into 90-degree weather.
So. Yes.
So on the phone today, we have two of our podcasters.
More colorful members.
Our more colorful members. That's a good way of saying it.
The Delaware Library family.
Right. From the Orange Branch Library, we have Luke Powers. Hi, Luke. Say hello.
Hello.
And, and from Outreach Services, those wonderful folks who bring you the bookmobile and who bring you homebound services, Dan DeWolf. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing great, Joel. It's so wonderful to be here with you guys, to hang out on your podcast. Oh my goodness, I am so excited to be here.
Okay, well, I just have to remind you, this is not the podcast, this is the live radio show, so please watch your language, okay?
Right, and oh, we're on a time crunch.
Right.
I thought there was a 2 second delay. I'll watch myself.
Yeah, we have, like, as Nicole said, we have a time crunch. We do 2 12-minute segments, so, but don't worry, I'll keep you on track.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nicole, you have a book in front of you. What you been reading?
Well, I am talking a little bit about some of our Summer Reading Club prize books.
Yay!
Miss Kelly, who is a dear, dear friend of mine and the manager of our youth services department, she loved last week that I tied my Neil Patrick Harris book, The Magic Misfits, into the visit of Magic Nate on Tuesday. And she thought, you know, yeah, I could do it again this week. And I would never deny Kelly the ability to influence my reading decisions.
There you go.
So she walked over to me and she said, why don't you talk about these two books that are prize books for our summer reading club? And also next week we have sharks visiting, so maybe you could tie in some shark facts. So the first book is one of our prize books, again, for our summer readers. After you read 12 hours, you could pick this one out. It's called National Geographic Kids Weird But True Human Body, 300 Ooh. Outrageous Facts About Your Awesome Anatomy. So are you ready for a couple facts?
Yes, please give me a fact.
Did you know that parts of shark eyes have been used to replace parts of human eyes?
No.
Whoa.
Because everybody knows the line from Jaws. It's dark. The shark head dark. Doll's eyes. Dead eyes.
Well, next time you meet someone who has shark eyes who have replaced their human eyes, you can say they're dead behind the eyes.
That is amazing.
All right.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Here's another fun fact that ties in some shark things. Your teeth are as hard as a shark's.
Wow.
So it's not that sharks have harder teeth than humans. Our teeth are both made of bone. They're both the same density. They just have more of them, and they're a little bit sharper.
I want to go out and bite a swimmer now.
All right. And then I have some fun things. This one is another National Geographic Kids. It's called Just Joking, and it's the fifth in this series. And there are 300 hilarious jokes about everything, including tongue twisters, riddles, and more. So, are you ready for some jokes?
I'm always ready for some jokes.
All right. Which zoo animal is always complaining?
I don't know, Mr. Bones. What zoo animal is always complaining?
Well, of course, it's the rhinoceros.
Oh, man.
I thought they hung down at Vito's.
I think I have a rhinoceros.
Does come with that?
Okay. I have another one. Why do eels swim in salt water?
I don't know. Why do eels swim in salt water?
Well, because pepper water would make them sneeze.
I might actually use that one.
Okay. Did you guys hear the joke about the pachyderm?
No, I didn't hear the joke about the pachyderm.
Well, never mind. It's irrelevant.
Oh.
That's
painful.
Okay. Here, I swear, this one's a little bit more serious. Why are walruses the life of the party?
Why are walruses the life of the party?
Well, because they tell the silliest jokes.
Uh-oh, she's got another one marked.
Well, this is, I don't know. I think we should end with the silliest jokes, because that's really the best one. So those are National Geographic Kids, Just Joking and Weird But True. They're both available when you read your 12 hours at the Delaware Library Summer Reading Club.
That is very cool. We have them all spread out on the tables in the middle of the library since we don't have any seating right now, so
that's
they
right.
look really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, Luke, what have you been listening to, reading, binging on? You got anything interesting you want to throw out here?
A lot of horror movies. we got into the Shudder, and so I've watched a lot of bad horror, and some good things on there. Graphic novels. Just read one on professional wrestling, stories of professional wrestling.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah, and we talked about that one on the Let's Read Wednesdays podcast, even.
That's right.
Cool.
So that was a lot of fun, and a steady diet of bad horror movies, though.
So, Dan, what have you been listening to, reading, binging on? What's your pleasure right now?
I've actually been listening to a lot of audiobooks,
mm-hmm.
and one that I recently listened to that was really good was It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover. It's really good. It's a romance, and it's a dark romance. It's a tough one to get through, but it was really good. Other than that, I've just been, you know, working on some outreach stuff and doing deliveries and, you know,
mm-hmm.
doing what I got
to
do.
Yep. It's good that we're starting to do some library stuff again. It's a good feeling. So,
yeah, it is.
Okay. So what I've been working on this week is a new book. It's called How the South Won the Civil War. It's written by Heather Cox Richardson. It was published in March by Oxford University Press. Heather Cox Richardson, if you're not familiar with her, she's a professor of history at Boston College, and she's also taught at MIT and the University of Massachusetts. She has a real active online presence with her nightly newsletter called Letters from an American, and she does a couple of weekly online lectures on the history of the United States. Really good speaker. So How the South Won the Civil War is subtitled Oligarchy, Democracy, and the Continuing Fight for America. She starts by talking about how the United States was created with the inherently conflicting beliefs of all men are created equal on the one hand and slavery and hierarchy on the other.
Yeah.
She talks about how American history has been this kind of ongoing pendulum swing between expanding rights and concentration of power in the hands of an elite.
Mm.
It's really interesting. She talks about the run-up between the Revolution and the Civil War and how the Civil War should have settled the slavery issue. But at the same time that we were fighting the Civil War, the U.S. was expanding to the West. And this opened up or exacerbated some really old and new racial divides. So we got things like the Indian Wars. We get the Chinese Exclusion Act. We get anti-Mexican prejudices. So for every step toward greater democracy, things like the defeat of the Confederacy, the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the Constitution, Brown versus Board of Education, the Civil Rights and the Voting Rights Acts, there have been new restrictions on voting rights, on there's been greater concentration of wealth, marginalization of people of color, of women, of people with disabilities. And basically, all this evolved as the aristocratic ethos of the Old South moved west. After the war, there were the owners of the large ranches, the mine owners, later the oil fields, who became sort of the new aristocrats of the West,
mm-hmm.
and discovered they had more in common with the Southern aristocracy than they had with the people back East. And so you get this new blend of conservatism that starts out in the West, the mainstream Republicans and the mainstream conservatives, rather, and then the movement conservatives, the people who kind of took after Barry Goldwater. You had the mainstream conservative party, Republican Party, that was the party of Robert Taft and Dwight Eisenhower and Jacob Javits and people like that. And you had the more movement conservatives, which was Goldwater and Reagan and people like that. So what was interesting was the cowboy became the symbol of the independent man, the guy who just wanted to live his life without government interference, which kind of ignores the fact that there were huge percentage of cowboys who were African American,
right,
and Hispanic, and that government interference was what allowed the West to be tamed, so to speak. The government subsidies that allowed the railroads to be built, that allowed the land to be irrigated and settled in the first place, that supplied the army, that subjugated the Native Americans, and then let out all the oil leases. So it's kind of an interesting dichotomy, and she plays this brilliantly. She's an excellent writer. You don't have to be a historian or a history major or an academic to enjoy it. She tells the story very clearly and in a very concise way. You might not agree with her. You might not agree with her premise, but she does a great job of footnoting things and does her research really well. So I'm really impressed by this book and by her. Her name, again, it's Heather Cox Richardson, How the South Won the Civil War. I got it through Libby, mm-hmm, and Overdrive, so I'm reading it as an e-book, and it works really well. So,
well, and even the dichotomy is in the title.
Right, exactly.
I mean,
yeah,
because you said How the South Won the War, and I was thinking, wait a second.
Yeah, that's kind of her point is that the sort of mentality went west, mm-hmm, and created this new majority in the country, and it was kind of an interesting way it evolved. So, and she ties together interesting facts that you don't think of being like you don't think of the cowboys and the Civil War, and yet the two things are totally interlaced.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, again, I think you'll enjoy it if you like anything about American history. And it seemed like the appropriate book to talk about on Independence Day weekend.
There
so
you go.
We are going to be back in just a moment with Dan DeWolf and Luke Powers, and they're going to talk about movies and their podcast that's part of the Delaware County District Library's new podcast offering. So stay tuned. And we're back. Welcome back. Thanks again to the Friends of the Library for sponsoring our program. We really appreciate your support and all the things you do for the library. We'll be talking more with the Friends soon when they get their new scavenger hunt idea put together, and they've got some other cool ideas coming up this summer too. So we'll hear more from them shortly. So we've got Luke Powers and Dan DeWolf on the line. They are doing a new podcast for the Delaware County District Library's podcast channel. So Luke, why don't you tell us a little bit about what this podcast is all about?
Well, in its simplest, probably the simplest explanation is it's two guys talking about movies. These movies generally tend to be, so far they've been movies that are so bad that there is some aspect of them that makes them interesting or gives us something to talk about.
So we're talking Mystery Science Theater 3000 quality movies, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So, Dan, talk about some of your favorite bad movies.
Yeah, so, you know,
Troll 2, which that'll actually be our next episode. I'm in the process of editing that down to something that is airable.
We wouldn't know about editing. We do live radio. So.
We have a 2-week delay on our podcast just to make sure we sound interesting.
So our first podcast, we did a gem. I thought it was. I did. I really enjoyed it. And it was called Battlestar Wars. And it's our first podcast episode. And I found it on Hoopla. And it just, wow. I mean, I never really see bad movies. I usually just kind of watch the first 10 minutes and then turn it off, say, I don't have time for this. But this was worth a whole, at least an hour of the hour and a half that the movie was.
So what was this movie about, if I can ask? Or was it about anything, for that matter?
So, What this movie is they call it a mockbuster. So it's a mockbuster. So it made actually a lot of movie, but it was loosely, and I do air quotes with that, loosely based on the Star Wars movies and Battlestar Galactica and those types. The characters were very similar. The plot was very similar. Everything was very similar, but not exactly the same movie.
Just far enough to keep them out of copyright trouble, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And but I found it on Hoopla, which was so nice because I wanted to tie, you know, the library stuff with the movies that we see. So
that's great.
Yep. So it's good to know that Hoopla provides really bad movies too, as well as the good ones. Yes.
They do have some good stuff on. I mean, I've seen stuff, but you know, it's really fun, and we get into the plot, and we also talk about other movies, and Luke brings up memories from his childhood that we go through, and you know, try to sort through all that kind of stuff, right, Luke?
I talk about ancient things called video stores.
Wow, I haven't thought about video stores in a while.
Right. Oh, yeah, you guys do throw in a little nostalgia. In your first episode, you talk about how in the video store, you know, you used to go in looking for Star Wars, and you'd go to that section, and then you see this thing that looks an awful lot like Star Wars, and then you take it home and realize it's definitely not.
Yeah, I watched a heck of a lot of making of videos thinking I was taking home the real thing.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So.
But our next one that we have coming up, Luke, I think Luke touched on it, that he picked that movie. So I didn't know anything about it. I didn't even know it was some like cult classic. So, and now I've been learning all about these cult classics. So. Mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, old school guy. So.
All right. So Luke, what's coming up? And when's it coming up, and where's it coming up?
Well, I'm in the process of editing it now. We're trying to shoot forward to release these once a month. This one, we've been a little bit longer on this one due to the COVID stuff and us not being able to get together to do that in an appropriate space. But it should be coming out shortly, I would say, maybe in the next couple of weeks.
So what is the movie you're talking about? I think I heard it while we were talking over each other a minute ago. So,
Troll 2, and it's about goblins.
Yeah, this is not a singing troll named Poppy and Branch and animated with pink and blue hair. This is a very different troll.
On the end of Evil Eater. It's a notoriously bad movie. That even has a documentary about it being so bad, which is how I to find out about it originally, and then went back and watched.
What was
an interesting fact about the film is anniversary. Called Troll 2, but it's not a sequel to Troll. It's its own movie about goblins.
If you can only see one movie about goblins this year. This should be the no. You shouldn't be the one. Okay.
You've only seen one movie about goblins in your life.
So, are there other bad movies that you love that you want to mention here, or that might be available through the library or through Hoopla?
One movie that is available through library resource. I believe it's Hoopla. It may be Canopy. Is called Deathbed, the Bed That Eats.
Oh, jeez.
I think you should tell you enough about it.
Yeah, that title tells you all you need to know, really.
I went 10 minutes with that. Here, George. Here you go, George and Nicole. I would like to recommend in going with the summer reading theme of the sharks and shark week and things like that, sharks and things, is that on Hoopla, all the Sharknado movies that you want to see, or all the three-headed shark movies, or they have...
Your two-headed shark is really excellent, by the way.
The first Sharknado movie was actually shot in my old hometown of Buffalo. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, where you know the only shark they have is on the menu at the seafood restaurants. But so now
I think it's great that you're so proud of that.
Hey, you know,
I was in that story.
So if you need a little Ian Ziering in your life or Tara Reid or any of that fun, Sharknado is on Hoopla. There you go. The fact you did not need to know today.
There is something to be said about a movie that's so bad that it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoy that. I really do. So
my daughter has a phobia of tornadoes that she's developed this spring, obviously. And my husband and I were joking around if we should introduce her to Twister and the cow scene.
Whoa, nasty parents.
Yeah, the cow scene's
just
the
cool. Saying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good grief. So this is part of our new podcast series. We have several podcasts that we're going on. Part of it, you can hear the archives for Off the Shelf.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Miss Annie, who is doing What to Read.
What to Read Wednesdays every mm-hmm. other week with Miss Annie.
So,
go ahead, Dan.
We are making an appearance in Annie's What to Read Wednesday.
Oh, good. Are you going to be pushing movies or books, or what are you going to be talking about when you when you're on Annie's?
Oh, yeah. Oh, weird. You know what? But you're just going to have to listen to it.
Oh.
Classic tease.
Classic.
If you're opinion. Everyone.
I. You know that was exactly the perfect answer.
Tune in and you'll find out.
We also have another little blurb. A few more blurbs. Coming up called Library Guys Random Thoughts.
Oh. I'm hoping that this is like a Stuart Smalley kind of thing.
That's exactly what I
with
thought
the mirror,
of. Yeah, right.
And you can look in the mirror and have a little self-reflection time. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
We don't want any lawsuits. We're not copying anybody.
No.
Doing our own thing.
It's like, Battlestar Wars. Yeah, right. We want to make sure we're keeping it
close enough.
Close
right?
enough without, we don't want a cease and desist order. So
you're good enough, you're smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like you.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, big gosh darn it, people sue you. So, I want to thank Dan and Luke. And we've got a few things coming up this week at the library because we are doing summer reading club. We are doing a number of other things. So I know we've got an anime club is coming up today.
Yes.
July 3rd. So if you're listening on Sunday, you just kind of missed it. But you can hop online to join a virtual meeting of Orange Branch's Anime Club. And newcomers are welcome. This mm-hmm. is meant for teens. But if you're an anime fan, just jump right in and be part of the discussion.
Yep. It's interactive. So you do want to get your email on the registration list or send a note to one of us, someone at the library. Email anyone at the library and we'll get you the link. And similarly, on Monday, July 6th at 3 o'clock, our middle school book club is doing a virtual meeting that does have registration, so you do want to pop on our website to get the registration and get the link to the right place. But they are reading The Eyes of Zeus, which you can get from Hoopla.
Oh, great. Now, July 6th is also a big day for the library because that's the day that Orange and Powell reopened to the public at 9 a.m.
That's right.
We've been open this week. It's been going really well. And then on Tuesday, July 7th, Ostrander opens at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, 11 o'clock. That Tuesdays and Thursdays were open 11 to 7. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday were open 9 to 5. Ostrander's, of course, is never open on Monday. But other than that, we'll be back in pretty much full operation. Not full hours, but at least 6 days a week you'll be able to get your library fix.
That's right.
So, but on the 7th, we're doing The Science of Sharks.
Yes.
And that's with our friends down at the Newport Aquarium, the Wave Foundation. So
where their teeth are as sharp as yours.
Wow.
Well, not as sharp, as dense.
As
yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't file them. I sort of let mine get dull.
My
dentist.
And the eyeballs are as dark behind the eyes as yours and mine.
And then next Saturday, the 11th, we have another Dungeons and Dragons event with our Forgotten Realms with the Adventurers League that Ms. Danielle takes care of for us. And that's a great club. If you're interested in Dungeons and Dragons, it's a great way to get started. It's a great way to learn more and to have some fun with people who enjoy the games.
So. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. I would just go to DelawareLibrary.org, check it out, see if you need to register or if it's on Facebook. I know Becky's doing a live Facebook crafting event on Friday at 2 o'clock for the teens. But on our website, we've got all the stuff that you can get in advance so that you're ready whenever she comes on to teach you how to craft.
That's right. So thank you, Dan DeWolf and Luke Powers, for being our guests today.
No problem.
Thank you sir, for having me.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing, and I can't wait to see what you're going to do on Annie's podcast. So thanks for being here. As always, thank you to Gage Tellis for being behind the board and trying to make things work despite our best efforts.
Hey, if it's a holiday weekend,
It just happens.
Everything
that's right.
Goes,
that's
yeah.
right. Yes. Thank you, Nicole. Hope you have a great 4th of July.
Thank you.
And we will see you in the stacks.